Hey guys, it's Johnny again, and I'm gonna do an audio boo today. I haven't done one in a while. Today's is gonna be about New Spartans. We finally, after I guess almost a year of trying to get it together, got a New Spartans Kickstarter up and running. About, well, 3 or 4 days ago, we had to pull it down and reset it because we didn't give ourselves enough time. So via suggestion of one of our donors, we pulled it down, rewrote it, and put it back up for 90 days. So we're hoping that you'll stop by and take a look, see what we've got going on, and if you feel moved to and are interested in it, then by all means, we'd love to have a donation from you. Any and all help or support in any way, shape, or form is always needed. We're going to try to make this happen. We've got a goal for 5,000 in 90 days to try to help with the expenses of getting the book finished, set up to print, printed, as well as some portfolio work and things like that that we're offering with the actual issue number one. Everything with the book has just been flowing really well. It ended up being that with time and the planning that things just worked out. We're going to launch a series of short stories that's kind of like a pre-issue one that's kind of entitled Bad Thursday. It's going to start premiering hopefully into the summer, maybe August, in 10-page sections. In a book called What the Flux Presents. It's an anthology of hero stories, well, various stories, but a lot of them hero stories, through What the Flux Comics. We're going to get it started that way. And with all these plans came the fact that after, well, a year of talking and planning and trying to get some stuff together, as I mentioned before on a previous audio boo, that Peter Palmiotti and I had kind of folded studios in together with each other, that Reagan Monkey had become part of Human Art Studio. Well, Peter and I recently talked about it, and Peter came on board with us as inker for New Spartans, and that just makes me extremely happy, because of course, if you've seen Peter's work, it's just going to make the book, you know, all the better. And then through What the Flux, Larry has kind of helped me acquire Chris Strong as a colorist for the book. Chris colored Death Knell cover number one, and he's an amazing colorist. I wish I could speak to him more and do stuff, but with the way of work and all this, and I'm always running around, but I'm trying to stay in better contact with people and work on things and get things out. I'll say this on this small segment here, that coming up, I don't really know the dates, but at Phoenix Comics Con, I think it's the 26th, 27th, 28th of this month, Larry Gerald Jr. will be there from What the Flux, and he's going to have some portfolio work from us and some things, so there'll be some teaser material out there for the people there who run across the What the Flux table to see what's going to be happening with the New Spartans and the way the work's going to look. And of course, you can always go by Spartan Fortress or the Spartans webpage, which is up, and we actually have a new one being worked on by UK artist and web designer Russ Leach, who's the goodness of his heart helping us build the actual official newspartans.com website. And hopefully before long, it'll take a little bit. I got a lot of work to get together for that. I know that, Russ. I'm working on it, trying to anyway. And hopefully, maybe within a month or two, that'll be a reality and people can stop by there and sell the new stuff we've got going on. But for now, stop by the Kickstarter, take a look, and we appreciate everybody's help and support. And I'll talk to you again very soon. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.